Did you have any trouble getting up this morning? Yeah, it's only been 2 days, so go ahead. You can still blame it on the time change, but if a Missouri lawmaker gets his way, you won't be able to anymore. I'm Brian Ellison. Today on Central Standard, we'll talk with the sponsor of a bill that would make daylight savings time year-round in Missouri. And we'll talk about one of the reasons daylight savings was practiced in the first place, saving energy. We've been hearing about energy consumption and dwindling resources and renewable alternatives for years, but has anything really changed? And later, we'll look at one way area youth and children are learning about energy. We'll check in on a new exhibit at Science City at Union Station and visit with a high school senior whose winning display is part of that exhibit. It's all ahead on Central Standard... Wait, Central Daylight. I don't know. Here's the news. I sometimes get in trouble around my house for leaving the lights on, and yes, okay, I do sometimes leave all of them on at the same time, have ever since I was a kid, but honestly, so what? We've been hearing about the need for energy conservation for all our lives, and the smokestacks still belch, the turbines still turn, the lights still come on. We figured it out, right? Good morning. Welcome to Central Standard. I'm Brian Ellison, and actually, I'm not right. The state of energy is much more complex than that, and today we'll examine it from a variety of angles. A little bit later, scholars will bring us up to speed on the current, get it, the current state of energy, demand, and supply. We'll check in with Science City here in town to find out how kids and adults alike are learning about all this these days. But first, one of America's great experiments in saving energy, at least that's part of its purpose, daylight savings time. I know a good many of us are no fans of the springing forward part of that, and if one Missouri lawmaker gets his way, we won't have to spring forward anymore. Representative DeLuce Johnson is a Republican from St. Joseph, and he is sponsoring a bill that would make daylight savings the year-round law of the land. KCUR's Matthew Long Middleton spoke with him yesterday.
So, Representative Johnson, thank you so much for joining us here on Central Standard.
Thank you for having me.
And I'd like to start off with, can you tell me just a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in politics?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I grew up in St. Joseph, and I worked for the St. Joseph Fire Department for about 20 years. And my wife and I made the decision here about 3 years ago that I'd run for state representative. And fortunately, I won. And then I retired the fire department, and I've been in the legislature. This will be my third year serving in the Capitol.
Can you tell me a little bit about District 9 and what makes
yes.
it unique in Missouri?
Sure, absolutely. District 9 is the eastern side of St. Joseph, eastern Buchanan County and southeastern Buchanan County down to about Gower and Agency. And then it also consists all of Andrew County to the north of St. Joseph. So each state house district has about 37,000 people. Mine's pretty much an equal split between rural and urban. So I've got a pretty good makeup of my district.
And so, you know, you're thinking about your constituents. What made you decide to start thinking about time?
This is something I've thought about for several years, even long before I was in the legislature, wondering why we're setting our clocks twice a year based on energy policy that's over 100 years old. And I've been doing a lot of research on it. According to the National Bureau of Standards, we're not saving any type of energy whatsoever. And it was implemented, you know, for World War I to save coal. And in fact, it was first talked about by Benjamin Franklin in the 1700s to save candle wax. So I think it's time we really take a look at why we are setting our clocks twice a year based on energy policy that's over a century old.
And so you proposed a bill that essentially will eliminate daylight savings time by making it essentially the only time. We just won't change our clocks. We would stay sprung
right.
forward perpetually.
That's exactly right. And so what we would really do is make daylight saving last the entire year and rename it standard time. So we would spring forward one last time, and then we would never set our clocks back again. And that's going to give us that extra daylight in the evening through March and after October, in addition to the summer months.
And you mentioned that, you know, some of the research you've done shows that it doesn't save energy. So what are your – or am I misunderstanding what you said?
According to the National Bureau of Standards, this was implemented to save energy. But right now, the studies have shown that it's not really saving energy by changing time. And no one can seem to figure out why we're setting our clocks back every October. So, you know, if you do 10 different searches on the internet on what started daylight saving, you'll probably get 10 different results. But no one seems to have the answer why we continue to set our clocks back in October. So my plan would just have us set our clocks back that final time, spring forward that final time, and then never set those clocks back again.
And you mentioned that you've done a lot of research, and in my research in this, I found a quote from our sister station in St. Louis saying you had said the only question you had is whether children are going to be at bus stops in the dark. The majority of accidents mm-hmm. that have occurred at bus stops occur in the daytime between 3 and 4.
Yes.
Can you explain a little bit about that concern?
Absolutely. And that seems to be the main issue with anyone that wants to support this bill is they're afraid that children are going to be at bus stops in the morning during the dark. But what we realize here is there's millions of children at bus stops in the dark right now, because anytime you get north of basically Minneapolis, you know, the sun does not rise until probably about 8:39 or 8:30. So it's definitely there's kids all over the North America that are actually attending school and standing at a bus stop in the dark right now. So this is not happening as far as accidents. I've researched major Canadian newspapers, and I haven't been able to find any patterns or occurrences here. So this is something that I think that we are definitely need to do some further research on.
And one of the things I found most interesting about this bill is this 20-state approval threshold. Can you tell me about that?
Absolutely. You know, the reason this bill is failing in every legislature is because they only want to change the time in their state, or they want to observe daylight saving in that state, or they just want to eliminate it instead of changing the clocks. Well, that doesn't seem to work because the state legislature and everybody involved doesn't want to be the only state with time that's not syncing to their surrounding states. So this is what's killing this bill in every state. The reason I'm creating this pact, and this will allow Missouri to join it when 20 other states have joined, that way there's going to be more of a domino effect. And once we've gotten 20 states to join, more than likely we'll be able to get 30, 40, and then the entire country to join. The reason we picked these 20 is just a good starting point. And, you know, for some reason, 20 states did join, and they didn't border Missouri. We could amend this number for later on just by amending a general laws bill. We could up the number to, say, 30 if we didn't have surrounding states around Missouri, or we could take it down. So that's where the 20 started at. It's just a good ballpark number to start off with.
So are there other states that have proposed similar bills with this 20-state threshold?
Absolutely.
And
everything. I'm sorry. No, I have not heard of another state anywhere that's actually implemented a pact to have other states join. Every state that's tried to do this has tried to do it on their own without the cooperation of any other state. So now my goal is to let every legislature in the country know about this pact, so hopefully they can start introducing identical legislation to join the pact as well.
And so, to your knowledge, has there ever been any kind of bill that has a similar kind of pact, a threshold of X number of states saying they'll do any kind of behavior or pass any kind of law?
Not to my knowledge. I've only been researching the time thing, but I'm not really sure if they have on other issues or not.
And so where did you get the inspiration for this, for the idea of, if we do it and everyone else does it, we'll all do it?
It's just because the reason this bill is failing in legislatures is because each state does not want to be the only one with a different time than their surrounding states. That seems to be what's holding this up. And the federal government doesn't regulate time at all. They only regulate daylight saving time. So if you observe daylight saving, federal law requires you to begin it and end it on a specific date. So each legislature actually has the power to regulate their own time.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you're saying they have the ability to regulate it outside of what the federal government, like, they can either decide if, you know, observe daylight savings time or not, but the moment they do decide, they have to do it within these X number of dates.
That's exactly right. So if you don't observe a time change, you can set your own time, but if you observe daylight saving, the federal law requires that you begin and end on a specific date, so it matches up with all the other states. Arizona no longer changes their clocks. Hawaii doesn't change their clocks. Alaska has pushed heavily to stop daylight saving. Other countries have done this. Provinces in Canada have done this. And, you know, I would really like to see Missouri take the lead on this as far as establishing the pact and inviting other states to join. I think this is it's definitely common sense legislation that I'm hoping other states are going to adopt as well.
and have, as I understand, the bill just passed out of committee. And has there been, have you heard any kickback? Is there anybody raising concerns? And what are those concerns?
I have had since this went to the media, I have had unbelievable feedback. And 99% of the people that have contacted me want us to stop changing our clocks. There's a couple of people that said they don't want to quit changing clocks because they want people to have to get up earlier if they want more daylight, which I didn't quite understand. But I've gotten so much feedback over this, much more than all of the other bills I've ever filed combined. So the feedback has been over 99% positive. People are tired of changing their clocks.
There's just one point where I'm trying to figure this out. If there is no, like, money rationale, if there isn't too much of a business sense from some of the research that you found that says, you know, daylight savings time or standard time will either save or hurt you money, then why did you choose – what's the inspiration for choosing to just make all-time daylight savings time?
The reason for it is, and I'm glad you pointed that out, because I would like to be more specific on this. People spend more money when the sun's up, and retail sales will show that. So I'm hoping that this could be an economic development bill, because you're going to have sun later in the day, earlier in the spring and later in the fall. It could actually increase farm production, because it's going to allow farmers and their help to work out in the field earlier during the planting season and the harvest season when they don't have to change the clocks. And I also believe it could be a tourism bill, because people enjoy outdoor activities a lot more when the sun's up. So I think it could spur economic development. I think it could promote additional agriculture production. And I also think that it can increase tourism as well.
And, you know, as I was thinking about this, I kind of got lost in my whole perspective of time just when I set my clock forward. Have you had any kind of mind warps where it's just like, well, what does it even mean if we're sprung ahead permanently? You know, like, have you had like kind of existential moments about time itself?
Sure, and it's actually a confusing subject when you think about it, because you really have to concentrate when you're thinking on different time zones and how late the sun is up and how late the sun goes down. And a lot of people make the assumption that government controls the amount of sunlight, but we obviously don't do that. The amount of sunlight during the day has been the same for millions of years. We just regulate our clocks. But I do often, so often, wonder, why are we still doing this? I think it's time that we get into common sense change here. It's going to affect tourism, affect economic development, hopefully help agriculture, and then there'll be a little bit less labor running around your house twice a year, changing every single clock that you have.
And you mentioned that, you know, your feedback in response to this bill has been more than almost any other bill you've ever suggested or been a part of. And, you know, with all the important issues that Missouri is facing and, you know, our country is facing, why do you think this one has generated so much interest and support and, you know, disapproval as well?
That's an excellent question. You know, I've introduced so many economic development bills and agriculture bills and tax bills, but I think this affects everybody, and everybody's got a feeling on this. Everybody's got a belief on whether or not we should be doing this. So, you know, there might be an agriculture bill that affects agriculture or a tax bill that affects businesses, but when you're talking about time, time affects every person on the planet. And that's why I've gotten, I think, so much more feedback on this bill than any other bill I've ever filed.
And then just two more questions for you. One kind of on a more on our level. The name of our program is Central Standard. If this bill were to pass and 20 other states were to join, what would be the name of this new time? Would we just stop saying daylight savings time and call it Central Standard Time, the new Central Standard?
That's exactly what it would be. It's going to be the new Standard Time, which here in the Central Time Zone, it'll still be Central Standard Time.
Well, that's good news for our show. And then final question is, you just recently did lose an hour. What would have you done with that final hour you had?
I probably would have slept. if I had a little bit, I'm tired today and I can't figure it out, and it must be because I lost that hour of sleep last night.
Representative Johnson from District 9 in Missouri, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
I really appreciate you having me. Thanks very much.
That was KCUR's Matthew Long Middleton, and he's joining us now to talk a little more about daylight savings time. Matthew, welcome.
Hi, Brian.
I heard you ask Representative Johnson a little bit earlier in that interview about the impact of daylight savings time on saving energy. From what you've found, does it actually save us on energy?
Well, yesterday I also talked to David Prerow. He's written a book called Seize the Daylight, which is all about daylight savings time. And he was saying that, you know, one of the more interesting things he discovered was that in 2007, when we extended the period of daylight savings time. We have more daylight savings time. The Department of Energy did research because, you know, you now had a control group. You know, you had a set of data at the beginning and at the end.
Right.
And they discovered that roughly the actual energy savings of daylight savings time sounds small. It's about 0.5 to 1% was what he was saying. So not a whole
not a lot. Not a lot of savings.
But that's every day.
And so nationwide, hundreds and millions of kilowatt hours.
Yeah, yeah. So it does make a small difference. But, you know, like to say that, you know, we will solve our energy problems of the future might be like a little bit of a stretch.
You know, I guess I wonder historically, how does this conversation fit into to this debate? Has there often been opposition to daylight savings time in history?
Yeah. David was saying to me yesterday that the principal people have the biggest opposition to this tend to be farmers. Mm-hmm. Because suddenly, I mean, and when you think about it, like this has been kind of a historical thing where, you know, up until the advent of the train, you didn't need timekeeping to be precise. In fact, towns would differ, you know, everyone set their time to a clock, you know, in the town center. But since trains, we've all had to have – and train schedules because you can't have trains colliding and everything has to run like a machine. You know, we've had standardized time. And farmers, though, their work schedule is really related to the sun. And so they've been the ones with the most opposition typically to this kind of legislation.
So, Matthew, one more question. Representative Johnson explained that this doesn't really take effect until 20 other states have passed similar legislation. Are they actually debating this legislation? Is this likely to happen anytime soon?
I mean, it just got out of committee, this bill. So we're not even sure if it's going to pass here in Missouri. And then if it does pass in Missouri, as Representative Johnson was saying, he'd had to spread the word to other states that, like, listen, we're here waiting for you. Come join us in this land of new time. And so it could take a very long time to see any kind of change. But
don't break off the knob for turning your clock forward quite yet.
Not quite yet.
That's KCUR's Matthew Long Middleton. He's the producer of Central Standard and Central Standard Fridays. Matthew, thanks for being on the air with us.
Always a pleasure.